You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our Yankees reporter Brian Hoke, who's back officially from his honeymoon, but still living the dream. Brian, you go out to New Jersey, you see Bruce Springsteen, and your wife gets called up on stage and gets to dance with Bruce. Just explain how this all happened.
It's been a heck of an offseason so far, yeah. We just got married. We just got back from the honeymoon. We learned that we're expecting our first child. And so Connie brought a sign to the concert, and we didn't know that we were going to be that close to the stage, but we won the lottery. We're able to go in, and we were actually, I think, the 10th people who entered the arena. So we ran right to the front row, and she had a big sign that said her bucket list was to get married, to have a baby, and to dance with Bruce. And so during Dancing in the Dark, she caught Springsteen's eye. He saw it. He kind of laughed. He called her up on stage, and they had her dance. So a dream come true for her. It was awesome for me to be able to be there, and just a lot of fun. Yeah, it's been an eventful offseason, to be sure.
It certainly has. Now, I'm assuming you didn't go for the Powerball when it was over $1 billion, because you would have won.
I will tell you, I did buy a ticket, and I did not hit a single number. So, there is a limit, but, hey, maybe someday.
All right, everything else is going well. All right, as we get into this podcast, just a couple of weeks to go before the Yankees report to Tampa Bay for the start of spring training. So we're going to kind of play a game here called the Yankees Most Likely. And we're basically going to throw out a bunch of different things that can happen during the 2016 season. And you're going to tell me which Yankee is most likely to achieve that goal, or they're not all necessarily positive, but for the most part, they are goals and accomplishments for the players. Are you ready to play?
All right, I think I'm ready, yeah.
All right, here we go. The first one is, which Yankee is most likely to throw a no-hitter or perfect game in 2016?
Yeah, we haven't seen one in a long time out of a Yankee, but you know what? I'll go Michael Pineda for that one. I keep thinking back to his 16 strikeout game. I mean, when he's on, and that's what it takes to throw a no-hitter or a perfect game, you got to have everything clicking, and they don't come around very often. I remember talking to David Cohn about that. I think that when Pineda has his stuff, and he is just unhittable and dominant. So if he can catch lightning and have one of those days, I think he would be my pick to be a Yankee to throw a no-hitter or a perfect game on this year's team.
And that'll be one day where they won't have to use that bullpen, which will be good as well. All right, up next, which Yankee is most likely to hit for the cycle?
Well, the trick to hitting for the cycle, the hardest one, is always a triple. So it's got to be a guy with speed, got to be a guy who can hit the ball out of the ballpark. I'll go Brett Gardner for that one. I think Ellsbury could do it too, but Gardy's a little more likely to hit the ball out of the park, so I'm going to say Gardner.
All right, fair enough. They maybe have an extra guy that could do it in Starlin Castro, who they didn't have in the past, but I like your choice of Brett Gardner. All right, we have a thing on MLB.com. We call them must-sees, and that's must with the letter C. The C can stand for a catch or a clutch play or all sorts of different things. But basically, great performances, great single performances that can happen. Usually a team only gets a handful of them throughout the season. So now that I've explained what that is to people, which Yankee is most likely to collect a must-see for MLB.com in 2016?
There's a lot of picks for that, but here's where I'll go with Ellsbury. I think that he's all around. He's one of the most athletic players on the team. He does it on defense, offense. There was a game at Fenway Park when he was playing for Boston, and he stole home on Andy Pettitte. I think that Ellsbury is a game changer, and he's the most likely to have a highlight reel moment.
Yeah, and saying that, if a Yankee does throw a no-hitter or does hit for a cycle, almost guaranteed to get a must-see classic. So there's that as well. But I agree, Ellsbury's had his fair share of must-sees throughout the years. All right, up next, which Yankee is most likely to hit a grand slam?
Got to go with the all-time leader in that category. A-Rod's got 25 of them. Nobody's ever hit more than him, so I think he's done it before, so all it takes is to get three guys on base. He's not going to wilt in the big moment. He knows what to do. I think that he would be my pick.
All right, up next, I think you're going to come back with a name that maybe you've already said. Which Yankee is most likely to go 2020?
Yeah, that takes me back to my thinking on the cycle question. You know what the funny thing about cycles is, though? I mean, they're so random. They could be anybody. I mean, Brian McCann could hit for the cycle. But to answer your question, 2020, that takes a lot more. You have to, obviously you have 20 homers and 20 steals. That takes an entire season. I will go with Brett Gardner for that one. Just because Ellsbury, look, he's had a 30-homer season, but last year I think he only had seven. Gardner hit the ball out of the ballpark a little more regularly than Jacoby did, so Brett Gardner is my pick for 2020.
Yeah, Ellsbury went 30-30 with the Red Sox, but that was a little earlier in the career when he was more likely to steal that many bases and get the homers for sure. All right, up next, which Yankee is most likely to have the longest scoreless inning streak?
I'm going to go bullpen on this one. I know that Luis Severino, I remember he had a 16-inning streak this year, but I'm going to go bullpen. I think that dominant bullpen of Dellin Betances, Andrew Miller, Aroldis Chapman, it's going to be one of those guys. Betances, I think, had a 20-inning streak last year. I'll probably go Dellin, even though I think Chapman had a slightly longer one a couple years ago with Cincinnati. I'll say Betances. I think that when he comes in, that huge frame, that big fastball, the curveball, the whole mix, he can be pretty much unhittable at times. I mean, they all can, but I'll go Dellin Betances.
That's been a popular pick as we've gone through different teams with different writers. Everybody seems to be going with the bullpen. Why is that this day and age? Is it easier for a bullpen guy who's only throwing 1 to 2 innings a night to string a bunch of those together?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I think so. You just don't see too many shutouts, I don't think, anymore. I think that even though scoring is down a little bit, if I have to pick a scoreless inning streak, I'm going to say it's going to come from the bullpen because those guys are coming in fresh, they're throwing hard. You see how Kansas City, for example, went to the World Series based on that formula. The Yankees are trying to replicate it now for 2 straight years. Bullpen guys, they think that they can come in and just fire you 7, 8, 9 and go home, shake hands. So I think that's the idea, is that if you get a lead to the seventh inning, you should win those games.
Yeah, unless you have a guy like Zach Greinke or Clayton Kershaw, you're not likely to see that long scoreless inning streak out of the starters. All right, same kind of question. Who's the Yankee most likely to have the longest hitting streak?
You know what's funny? Thinking back, Carlos Beltran had a pretty good streak last year. I think it was about 15 games. I think Ellsbury has had 20-plus games in his career, but we didn't really see that kind of player last year. Yeah, I think he had about a 17-game streak in 2014, his first year with the Yankees. But I'll go with Beltran. I'm going to throw the old guy out there. I think 38 years old, possibly in his final season. But from May 1st on, he was one of their most consistent hitters last year. So I'm going to say Carlos Beltran for that category.
All right, for this next one, feel free to go with a player, but you can also go with Joe Girardi or somebody off the coaching staff. Who's the Yankee most likely to get ejected?
Oh, I mean, it's Girardi is most likely. So let's, I mean, Joe's good to get tossed 3 or 4 times a year, I think. And when he does, when he gets hot, it's fun to watch. But I'll say player-wise, I'm going to go Gardner again. I feel like I'm picking Gardner in a lot of categories here, but Brett likes to complain a little bit to the umpires. He looks back, he jaws when he gets a call he doesn't like. And I think that some umpires have a shorter leash than others. You've seen him get in trouble with that before, and I'm going to say Brett Gardner, most likely player to be ejected from a game this year.
All right. Who is the Yankee most likely to, as far as bench players go, who's the Yankee most likely to earn a spot in the starting lineup?
Most likely to earn a spot? Oh, well, I think Aaron Hicks. Aaron Hicks has got to be my pick for that. You know, the Yankees traded for him. They thought he had the capability of being a starting outfielder. Just the fact that they didn't make a trade moving Gardner during the offseason means that he's a fourth outfielder, but something happens to Carlos Beltran, something happens to Ellsbury, Gardner. Aaron Hicks is going to be the next guy in line. So I think that whether it's injuries or maybe it's performance-related, Hicks can play his way into the lineup, and I think he's going to get a lot of at-bats this year. I think they're going to find a way to get him some playing time.
All right, just a couple left. Who's the Yankee most likely to lose a spot in the starting rotation?
I think it's a toss-up between CeCe Sabathia and Ivan Nova, but I think Nova's going to come back. He's going into a free agent year. He'll be stronger another year coming off Tommy John. So even though it was Nova who lost his spot last year, I'm going to say that Sabathia is the most likely to lose his spot this year. I think they're going to be competing for number 5 going into camp. And we saw some stretches where CeCe didn't succeed. He pitched a little better after he got the brace on, but who knows at this point. He's clearly on the back nine of his career.
Sabathia could lose his spot in the rotation at some point this year.
All right, and then we're going to finish things out on a lighter note. Who is the Yankee most likely to have Justin Bieber walk-up music?
Can I say none? I wish that Nick Swisher was still around, because he might have done it just on a goof. I will say Brian McCann, and here's why. Because those guys love ripping on him. Gardner specifically is the clubhouse prankster. I think that if they maybe slipped a couple bucks to the PA booth upstairs, maybe they could put that on for McCann and really roast him a little bit. But I don't think anybody would willingly pick Justin Bieber as their walk-up music.
So you have McCann, but not by choice. They're going to put him up to it.
Absolutely not. I think that you'd be more likely to hear me singing than hear Justin Bieber by choice.
All right, I like that. Nice twist. All right, that is going to do it, Brian. Just a couple of weeks to go until spring training gets going. I'm sure you're going to be headed to Florida before we know it, but these podcasts will continue straight through spring training and into the season as we go. That's going to do it for our MLB.com Extras Yankees podcast. Brian Hoke, thanks a ton.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.